Good evening, Winter Park High School Band Ensemble. This is Jose Lopez, Director of Band Support, Charlotte Senior High School, welcoming you to the Florida Bandmasters Association District 8 High School Concert Band Music Performance Assessment. This is Friday evening, March the 4th, 2016. We're at Edgewater High School. You're getting ready to begin your performance. We're starting with Amporito Roca. As you're performing, I hope to be able to make some comments and will help you as you continue developing your program. Here we go. Very, very nice articulative style here at the beginning. Very, very nice accents. Really, really appreciate the consistency of that. Intonation, band sonority is very, very good. Nice dynamic change from the piano to the forte. Measure 30, very, very nice clarinet sound. Yeah, things are going very, very well. Okay, nice job with the percussion, consistency, musicality, very, very good. The quintuplet figures occurring at measures 63, 62, very, very nice. Yeah, very, very nice flute work here. Good consistency with the eighth notes and the lower brass. Trumpets, let's really, really make sure here the melody with the alto saxes that we're really pushing and holding out the half notes tight across the bar, full value. Nice pick up there on the concert E. Nice counter melody from the tenor euphonium part. Nice and clean, bravo for you. Good job here, especially at measure 130 and 131. 132 got a little bit sloppy on the dotted 8/16. Yeah, very, very good consistency. 137 to 143 with the accents. Bravo percussion for assisting, okay? Yeah, very, very nice job with the entire musicality of the composition, yeah, stylistically very, very spot on. Yeah, very, very nice on the last note. Yeah, very, very good sonority, very, very, very strong attention to detail, the clarity of the ensemble, the consistency of the ensemble, the articulative effects are very, very, very nice. Sonority throughout, intonation was really, 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 really good throughout the ensemble, very musical in the shaping. Yeah, stylistically here at the beginning of this, they saw them very, very, very nice. Again, ensemble sound is outstanding, okay? Yeah, very, very nice entrances on all these chordal structures here at 17 to 20. Yeah, just a little bit of clarity issues on the articulation legato slur figures here in the eighth notes. Okay, it got much, much better as we clarified it. Yeah, be careful now when we come out of this staccato that we don't make them too short going to measure 41. Really, really, really good tonal centers on these block chords. Yeah, very, very nice up here. First with the horns and euphonium, then when we added the trumpet layering at 57. Nice balance here throughout. Consistency and precision of the eighth notes and the subdivision. Good job. Tom again is still playing very, very well. Okay. Job here of subdivision, okay, with these 32nd notes. Pitch, we had just a little bit of a question on the pitch and the sustained pitch at 149, but we cleared it really quickly. And the same thing happened there, okay, we pulled the pitch back down with the bassoons. Very nice here. The independence and the security of the ensemble with the intonation. Okay, very, very good job here. Okay, we could, you're just so comfortable and so confident here that we can really, really, really be doing some individualistic and soloistic shaping here. Yeah, just a little bit of a little hiccup there with the octaves and the flute's intonation. Yeah, yes, listen, a little bit, be prepared a little bit to play quicker in tune on the low B natural in the second and third clarinets. Yeah, snare, very, very nice, the entire, okay, the move section, triangle, very delicate, very professional playing, bravo for you. We're listening the upper register, all right? When you came in on those half notes. And we're talking about the G. Yeah, really appreciate the crescendo, decrescendo effects at 237. Okay. good job here, okay? Really, really, really difficult at 268. Cleared it much, much better at 270, okay? Be careful now. Don't rush. Having a little bit of tendency just to move a little bit, okay? Really, really subdivide. Intonation, guys, really, really be careful on the D flat and the trombones, okay? Really, really pushing the envelope there, okay? Yeah, really, really, really nice job here from 337 on with the quarter notes. Had just the tiniest bit of subdivision, just lack of clarity on the eighth notes at 243. Dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum, okay? Okay. Just very, very minor, but yeah, technically very, very demanding piece. Really, really, really an awful lot of technique, and you did a really, really nice job of preparing much, much, much of that piece. Musically, again, the independence and the confidence of the individualistic players was very nice. Started to spread a little bit of the tone, as we indicated in the lower brass, when we were working on the unisons. Okay, so we lost a little bit of the real conceptualization and the real focusing in of playing into and throughout that. Okay, so those are just things that we can keep refining and keep really, really clarifying. Yeah, good job here, percussion. Very, very nice. Just had a little bit of clarity issues on the eighth on the C's, but started to clean. Appreciate the dynamic contrast here, maintaining the intensity of the style, okay, maintaining just the clarity of the style, excuse me, maintaining just the energy that we created from the beginning for the entrance. The eighth notes that happened at measure 42, 46. Yeah, let's all make sure now that we know exactly how we're going to breathe, okay? That's at measure 60, okay? Very, very nice work with the percussion section. Bravo. Nice job with the timpani. Second move now. Really, really good consistency throughout the ensemble. Yeah, good work here with some bassoon, okay, and then the oboe. See that? this figure right here that we're playing at measure 19 and 23. 23 was much more clean and precise than 12, okay? We just really weren't quite sure how we were going to address the dotted quarter note followed by the triplet at the end of the measure. Yeah, nice job here with the trumpet voicings, okay? Yep, good job with the consistency of the accent, okay, with the emphasis on one, two. Okay, listen carefully to the intonation, okay, with the trumpets between the low D at measure 46 and the fourth line D, okay? Intonation again with the trombones on the high E natural at measure 53. Consistency of the articulative style, though consistency of the balance and the blend within the ensemble is very good. Here we go with the third movement. Yeah, very, very, very nice here, legato style. Really appreciate the difference in the definition between the staccato quarter notes and the legato quarter notes and eighth notes, okay? Yeah, very, very nice job of lifting at measure 18, presenting the next next phrase there. Yeah, just a little bit more. At 19, the third clarinet, we had difficulty hearing that consistently, okay? In balance with the flute and the first clarinet. Yeah, very, very, very delicate playing in the ensemble. Very, very nice. Very warm. Very, very nice sound. Ensemble does a very, very, very good job of imitating style. Consistency in the styles from voicing to voicing is outstanding. Really, really good job. Okay, a little bit of intonation there between the oboe and first clarinet. It's just very, very minor. Really tastefully done. Really, really landed well in time. Okay? Moving on to the sixth movement. Yeah, nice job here. By the third measure, we locked into the tempo between the clarinet, choir, and the mallets. Okay, just a slight little variation. Again, stylistically here, just doing a really, really wonderful job. Nice, nice. own choir here. Very, very musical. Doing a really, really nice job. Yeah, pull the bass down just a little bit there. Bassoon, okay? Very, very nice here. Very, very nice blending. Okay, consistency, articulative styles between the first, second trombone, euphonium. Okay, and tuba, bravo. Piccolo, be real careful with the A, the pitch center of the A. I'd measure 14, same thing at 16, okay? Finishing the phrases at the end of the movements. Very, very nice job. Okay, we're moving on here to the eighth movement. Yeah, very, very nice here. The bassoon first oboe, okay, and with the accompaniment in the clarinet choir. Yeah, intonation in the bassoon, measure 12, exemplary. Very, very good. Very good sound. Yeah, very, very, very nice. Yeah, that's really, really delicate. Very, very, very delicate here at 45 to 47. Yeah, very, very, very good job there. Okay, the intonation in the first trombone into the B natural. Bravo for you. Good job with the accents of the timpani. Very nice blending here. Good job of trumpet, horn, trombone, playing unison here at 14. Appreciate the accent coming out of the second trombone and the moving quarter note at measure 20. Again, very, very musical. Material that you heard before that. Bravo for you, trombones. And be careful with the D first trumpets, okay? With the A, sorry about that. Okay, the D in the second. Nice, nice, nice way of getting the accenting the half notes here, coming into the 16th notes articulation wise. Very nice, yeah. Stylistically, that was outstanding. You did a very, 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 very good job. It's a wonderful, wonderful literature. I think the most important part about the literature is the sophistication that you really have to have musically to be able to play that with the quality that you did. Very, very nice sonorities in the ensemble. Very, very nice consistency in the, not only in the style, but in the things that you were doing there. Very, very, very good. Okay? I want to compliment you on the selection of the literature. I want you to compliment you on the clarity, on the musicality, and the consistency of your performance. Congratulate you on so many things that you did well. There are some... with the program as demanding, obviously, and physically taxing as that program was, there were some concerns of slight intonation problems that began to happen in the toward the end of the Desiree. But you really, really would recover quickly, and again, continue to excel. The consistency of your articulative effects, the consistency of the things that you were doing were in fact very good. Certainly hope that something I said besides congratulatory comments will help you as you continue developing. You certainly have not only an understanding of the program, not only an understanding of the quality that you need to play from a tonal perspective and from a clarity perspective and from a balance and intonation perspective, but just stylistically. So just continue refining, continue studying, continue and just really, really pushing the envelope musically so that you get an opportunity to continue at this quality of sophistication. Enjoyed your ensemble and certainly look forward to hearing them again in the near future.